This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Friday. A little later on this segment, we've got a nice long segment here. Some news yesterday in the Chronicle about the Texans' potential new headquarters and a desire by the county to keep it here in Harris County. If indeed there is going to be a new team headquarters for the Texans, not a new stadium, but a team headquarters and practice facility. We'll get to that in just a little bit. The Astros win last night, so that's good. 9-2. Bats came alive. Jose Altuve, 2 home runs. That's good to see. Hopefully this is the beginning of a streak like we've seen Jose have many, many times in his career. That's the good news. The lead is down to 2.5 in the AL West. So if the Astros can keep winning, they could awake on Monday, Seth, in first place in the AL West. That's big. Yeah.
And they're tonight Gusto's pitching versus Mariners pitcher. I'm blanking on. He's not having a great year, but hasn't pitched a whole bunch either.
Yeah, I'll look.
But it's so far, you're nearing the end of this ridiculously long stretch of 17 straight games. This one series versus the Mariners feels like it matters way more than it should this early in the season.
Yeah.
But the positive developments as of late have offset a little bit of just the absolute World War II battlefield that is the pitching staff right now.
Yep.
It is, Sean. You walk into the training room, and there's pitchers scattered about all over the place.
They got
guys screaming out in agony and pain.
Arms in slings, like those old school slings that you tie around there. Random band-aids on their face. That was always weird on the Roadrunner cartoon, where there'd be an explosion and the smoke would clear, and Wile E. Coyote would actually be on a crutch in a sling and have band-aids on his face.
Yeah.
Immediately. It was wild. Yeah, that was crazy. That's what the pitching room is like. Emerson Hancock is the Seattle pitcher for tonight. 6.21 ERA this year, to your point.
He hasn't pitched that much, so that might be a little fluky.
1-2, 6.21 ERA. The injury news for the Astros has not been great, as Seth just alluded to there. The news on Spencer Arrighetti, per Chandler Rome yesterday. He's out of his cast. He's got a broken pitching hand, as many of you know. He's out of his cast. He's doing gripping exercises with his right hand, but has a, quote, has a ways to go. So it's going to be a bit until he gets back. And even once he's fully healthy, we're going to do this whole thing where he's throwing off a flat ground and then he's throwing off a mound and he's up to this. He's throwing 90 feet or 60 feet or whatever. You know, we're going to do this thing. The thing we've done with Lance McCullers like a half a dozen times the last 5 years. And eventually he'll go to Sugar Land and do some rehab starts. The more crucial one right now is Ronel Blanco, who was put on the 15-day IL yesterday with, quote, right elbow inflammation. He's seeking a second opinion. They called Colton Gordon back up to the big league club. That was probably going to happen anyways at some point, as wrecked as this pitching staff is right now. But Blanco, Seth, is just the next name in the blank of a guy who looks to be on a path for some version of elbow surgery. This is what's happened with all these other guys.
If there's one trend with the Astros, it's that they try to respect the player, it seems. After the first diagnosis, they're not going to release any information. If a guy goes and gets a second opinion, then maybe we'll get a more definitive answer in the next couple days after the second opinion comes in.
Yeah, I got no problem with that process. My issue is that it just keeps happening, you know, and I wonder what Jim Crane feels about this, you know, because we don't know what to point the finger at. At least on the outside, we don't. Maybe they've got a better grasp on what exactly is causing all this. I mean, the fact of the matter is with a lot of these younger pitchers, Luis Garcia, Christian Javier, Jose Urquidy, guys like that, they were heading towards workloads they had not seen before in their careers. Some of them pitched in the World Baseball Classic too, and that probably didn't help, I would imagine. I don't want to, you know, you guys know how I feel about the World Baseball Classic. I don't think you can ignore that in 2023 is when two of these guys, you know, went out and they pitched outside of the Astros bubble here. But I, you know, if I'm Jim Crane, I'm looking at the amount of money that I'm burning paying guys to rehab elbow injuries. And when it gets to be five or six guys, and if we go all the way back to, I mean, shoot, you can go all the way back to Lance McCullers getting Tommy John in 2018. But if you want to just go back to Verlander, because McCullers popped up again a few times with non-Tommy John stuff and elbows, go back to Verlander in 2020. I went and did the numbers yesterday, Seth, and by my calculations, this is up through 2024. So this is not a penny of 2025 counts towards this. So whatever he's paying Luis Garcia right now, whatever he's going to end up paying Hayden Wisniewski, if Ronel Blanco goes out for the year, whatever he ends up paying him, I haven't even started counting up 2025. This is just going back to Verlander in 2020. I'm including Lance McCullers, even though it wasn't Tommy John. It was two extended stints rehabbing arm injuries. The one where he missed over half of 2022, and then the subsequent one where he missed all of 2023 and all of 2024. The total number for Verlander for the 2 years he missed, 2 years minus one start, Lance McCullers, parts of or full three seasons, Luis Garcia, part of 2023 and all of 2024, Jose Urquidy, part of 2023 and all of 2024, and then Christian Javier, part of 2024. By my calculations, and I prorated the partial seasons, Jim Crane has paid $105 million since 2020 for guys to rehab elbow and or Tommy John surgery injuries. That is a staggering number.
Raking it in.
Oh,
from
my
the Astros
God,
alone.
Dude.
He bought a Mediterranean island.
He's crushing it, Tommy.
Yeah,
John.
He's living up. He's living the high life on his island down in the Mediterranean.
Yes.
He's drinking pina coladas all day long.
Offshore accounts.
Just off the Astros alone.
Yes, yes.
So the average Major League Baseball team has fewer than one Tommy John per year. So the Astros have had
they ain't average.
The Astros have had the last 3 years they've averaged about two a year, have they not?
Yeah, they're about.
So it's either really bad luck or I don't know. There's something going on now. So you're going to get at least a few, and it might just be statistical. It just might be a fluke. It might just be that. Yeah, that's the way it goes. Sometimes there's going to be teams out there that have zero. There's going to be teams that have more. I have wondered if at least part of it could be that a guy like Blanco, you know, you call him a young pitcher, but he was just a late bloomer.
Yeah.
So the year that you stretch him out is when he's 30, age 30, that's when he pitches 160 innings or however many for the first time in his career in the majors. And maybe with at least a few of those guys, it's the fact that they do have older guys in their system that are getting that first real, real major league workload when they're older guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
I think the thing that hurts from a baseball standpoint, Seth, the money hurts, obviously. And look, people are going to go, well, it's not my money. It's Jim Crane's money. Yeah, but this is all empty dollars that count towards the competitive balance tax that Jim Crane manages his team towards. You know, they manage around that number. So these are empty dollars that are getting thrown onto a pile that still includes Jose Abreu's salary and still includes, you know, not anymore, he's not on the team, but they paid Rafael Montero a ton of money the last couple of years to be bad at baseball. You throw this on top of bad decisions that have been made with this team, and it's in some ways, I guess it's a credit that they're still able to win divisions when they've got this big a crimp in what they've been trying to do. I think the thing that hurts from a baseball standpoint, if you look at the names, Verlander, McCullers, Luis Garcia in 2023, Jose Urquidy, Christian Javier, these are all guys that are coming off of big years when they've had the elbow issues. So you were counting on these guys heavy, not just counting on them to take a spot in the rotation. You're like Hayden Wisniewski, you were just counting on him to be your five. Okay. Justin Verlander was the Cy Young Award winner the year before he goes out with Tommy John. He pitches one game in the COVID year, he's done. He was the Cy Young winner the year before. Lance McCullers in 2021 finished seventh in the Cy Young voting, and then he can't start the year in 2022. He comes back in 2022, pitches well, and then he's gone for 2 years. Luis Garcia won 15 games in the year the Astros made the World Series in 22. He's gone. Jose Urquidy, I think, won 13 games the year they won the World Series. He's gone. Christian Javier had been really good for a couple of years. You lose him in 2024. that's the part to me that really hurts is, man, these are guys that you're going into the season going, we're counting on 15 wins from this guy. You know, we're counting on Verlander to be the hammer at the top of our rotation.
Well, I said at the beginning of this season, you can't certainly go into this season expecting the injuries to be as bad with the pitchers as they were last year. I mean, last year it was just a bloodbath out there. And then here I am. I'm still wallowing in the bloodbath. I've got spare body parts bouncing around the water. It's disgusting.
This is just as bad. I said yesterday it's worse. I don't know. They've lost two. They may be losing two guys for the year now. Last year they lost Javier. Like this might be worse than last year.
And yet, through the strength of the bullpen, knock on wood, the intrigue amongst just Lance McCullers. Lance McCullers at the age of 30 is a weirdly intriguing prospect to me. That I feel a whole lot better about him than Forrest Whitley right now. Okay, if I'm going to talk about people who once had promising futures and or careers in the major leagues. Yeah, Lance McCullers so far, I feel way better about.
Yeah, well, people laughed. I mean, you know, during spring training, as Lance was progressing and all the signs were good and he's throwing those rehab starts to start the season, and this is before Hayden Wisniewski got hurt and obviously before Ronel Blanco got hurt. But I would say here, like, Lance is going to be a key guy before this thing is all said and done if he keeps progressing towards health. And everybody would text in, can't count on Lance, can't count on Lance. That's fun. Here we are. Like, you have no choice. Like, Lance McCullers has to be, he doesn't have to be seventh in the Cy Young voting, Lance McCullers. He doesn't have to be the hammer at the top of the rotation. But over the course of the season, he is eventually going to have to be better than what he's been this first month that he's been back. There's no question about that.
Well, and the big thing is if Blanco is indeed gone.
If he's gone, then, because I'm assuming he's gone.
If Blanco is back and he can be all right, you know, he ends up at least limiting his innings so far this year, if you can look at it in that warped and twisted way. But Arrigetti being back, if Arrigetti comes back and pitches at the high end of what he's capable of, then at least you got four guys. And then Lance is a huge bonus. Because no matter how well Lance pitches every single game, people are going to be nervous about the next injury. What's going to happen, or is this going to last?
It's always the Grim Reaper is always standing there around the corner with his big, you know, his big sharp weapon that he carries around, Sith or whatever it is. I just wonder, like, that my overall point with the dollars is I just wonder what the conversations with Jim Crane and the staff are internally there. Like, if I'm Jim Crane and I'm looking at my business, like, you look at line items on your P&L, and I'm looking that I've spent $105 million paying for guys to rehab, Tommy John surgery or elbow injuries, I'm walking into somebody and saying, hey, man, like, I'm literally putting the paper down with a highlight across those numbers going, what is going on here? Like, and especially when I'm sure, you know, he's looking at the numbers. He looks at the numbers all the time. I'm sure he's looking at numbers like that for what his peers are, you know, that the other teams around Major League Baseball. And as you pointed out, the Astros are well above the average over the last few years of Tommy John guys.
Yeah.
Text message.
I always wish the Grim Reaper had a different weapon than the Sith. And you know, and then the cartoons and the movies, they always the Grim Reaper just touches you with the Sith and then you die.
Yeah,
which I feel is actually pretty generous on his behalf.
What would you like to see him carrying around? Anything?
I would, a bullet to the head for me is the ideal way to go. If I'm gonna go, just make it as quick as possible.
It's not as sporting though, you know, like maybe a bow and arrow or something like that.
Well, Sith isn't built for lopping off heads, man.
Yeah.
It's like little shafts of wheat. I don't know how efficient the guy is with it. I as long as it's a magical Sith that when he touches me, I
you're
die.
Done. Yeah, you just
that's
don't want
cool.
to suffer.
Yeah,
yeah, I got you. You just don't want to suffer. I see that. I mean, nowadays, you know, with modern technology, you might be able to shoot lightning out of his hands like Emperor Palpatine. You know,
I don't want that. I don't want electricity. Yeah. I don't want to be electric.
I'm just warning you. I'm just telling you.
Have you ever touched an electric fence, Sean?
No, I have not actually.
It's one of the least pleasant things you can ever do in your life.
Sounds like you've done it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, you know, I was the youngest sibling or youngest boy, so I was the one that was in charge of testing to see if it was hot or not.
And another layer of the onion is peeled back.
My brother and my stepbrother would maybe just touch it with the back of your hand.
Oh, my God. That's brutal. Text message. A lot of people weighing in here on the Astros pitchers. Don't Astros pitchers usually increase their spin rate versus prior stops? Maybe whatever they do cause that increases the Tommy John injuries. That, again, like, I think these are all questions that need to be asked. And that's what I'm wondering. Like, what are the questions being asked behind the scenes? And will there be an opportunity to ask these questions from anybody outside of the building over there? That is a fair question. We talk all the time about the Astros car wash that they put these pitchers through, and they magically come out the other side with more spin rate and better pitch selection and all these other things. Is there anything with what they do to make pitchers better that's causing this? You know,
I've always wondered with the Astros, back when their minor league system was loaded, there would be these guys who were just crushing it in Double A, or more traditionally, guys that were killing it in Triple A, because there were guys, they weren't the hot prospects necessarily, but they were killing it in Triple A. And then they brought up to the Astros and they just turned to dust. And It felt like, man, the coaching might be so good at the lower levels that they're extracting the absolute maximum out of these guys. And I wonder with the pitching side of it, it might be a little bit different, but still, they're extracting the absolute most out of all these various pitchers that were ignored as teenagers in Latin America or what have you. And yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're just pitching so far above their actual normal skill level that it taxes the body somehow.
Do you think the pitch clock has anything to do with this? We have a few texters wondering
that. League-wide, yeah, but you can't. That doesn't explain why it's affecting one team more than others, right?
Yeah.
So maybe it does. That's the hazardous thing about speculating about causes of injuries is that sometimes it is just random dumb luck. That's the way probability works. It's not evenly distributed across the board, and sometimes you just get bad luck.
Someone says, as smart as Sean is, and with all the useless knowledge he stores, he's never heard of the River Dance. That's from a few weeks ago.
A long, long time ago. Where's that coming from? Out of left field.
They're going somewhere. Let me finish the text.
Oh, okay.
And also doesn't know that the Grim Reaper carries a sickle. Is it a sickle or a Sith that he carries around, the Grim Reaper?
I don't know. There's a difference between a Sith and a sickle.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Yeah, I just know whatever he carries around, I don't want to get hacked up by it. That's all. I just know the Grim Reaper is really, really scary.
Sickle and a Sith are not the same.
What does the Grim Reaper carry around?
A Sith has a long, slightly curved blade, or the sickle has like more of a curve to it.
Okay. What is the
Grim? I think he carries a Sith.
He does. He carries a Sith.
Shorter.
AI is telling me.
The Sith is longer. Yeah.
I put in what is the Grim Reaper's weapon? Oh, smarty pants on the text page. The Grim Reaper is traditionally depicted carrying a Sith.
Smart as Sean is, he carries his useless knowledge, or at least my useless knowledge is accurate. A sickle has a short handle, okay? That's what, like, the serial killer carries in a movie. When they just got that, it's a sickle has that short handle with a curved blade on it.
Yeah.
That's not what the Grim Reaper carries.
Yeah. Sorry, 8445 on the text page.
River dancing all over your sickle carrying butt.
Because
we killed you. We killed you with our superior reach.
The Sith has major reach. The Sith is a farming tool used to harvest crops, as you pointed out. And in the Grim Reaper's context, it symbolizes the reaping of souls. Yeah. Ooh, so it's a symbolic thing more than a practical thing.
You use a sickle to do the same. It's just with it doesn't have the long
sickle's
handle
what's on the Soviet Union flag, right? That's the
I don't know.
The sickle. I believe it is. I feel like that's something you would know.
I have no faith in my I didn't actually know what the difference between a sickle and a Sith was.
Now you
before,
do.
So,
we
yeah.
learned so we both learned something today.
Let me grab my Soviet flag out of my dresser drawer.
You're draped in it every show. You've got it on. Just take it off and look at it. You're draped in it on every show that we do.
It's a hammer and the sickle.
There you go. See, Texter, you learned something today. Smart as Sean is. Ugh.
I cannot wait until...
That's a loyal listener.
I cannot wait.
I shouldn't say that. He knew the Riverdance reference. I shouldn't say that. Sorry, Texter. I'm texting you personally right now.
Someday, that guy's not going to let it go, though. It's not until he's on his deathbed and he sees the Grim Reaper himself. He's going to go like, oh!
That's right.
Sean was right. Many years from now, I'm not asking you to go die.
No. Not this guy, at least. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, so Jim Crane has spent a lot of money on arm injuries. How about this story, speaking of money? So the Texans, it looks like, are trending towards getting a new headquarters. And they would move all their business operations there. The practice facility would be there, all in one place. Potentially away from NRG Stadium. It could be at NRG Park on the same campus there. It may not be. At the golf tournament a few weeks ago, the Texans Foundation golf tournament, this was a big hot topic. Mike Tolman, the new president of the team, not really new anymore. He's been there since February. And the McNairs both talked about the possibility of a new headquarters with a practice facility. They went as far as to talk about an entertainment district around it, possibly with a lot of retail and restaurants and things like that. And it could be somewhere, not just in Harris County, but in the greater Houston area. Actual leadership in Harris County spoke on this last week. Precinct 4 Commissioner Leslie Briones, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, Leslie, told the Chronicle last week that she and county leadership are engaged in conversations with the Texans, and she hopes any headquarters the team decides to build would remain in Harris County. Several quotes in here that we'll get to, Seth, but I think the big thing that people need to know here is this is a facility the Texans would pay for themselves. This isn't something that its presence in Harris County doesn't mean there's going to be a vote where the county is paying for the facility. Now, there may be tax breaks and things like that for the Texans on building this, but this is something the Texans would be, this practice facility and headquarters would be something, according to this article, that they would be paying for.
I would, trying to look at this from the McNair's perspective, if I lived in River Oaks and had been accustomed for the last 20 years of just jaunting down Kirby to get to work in the morning.
Yeah.
I would want to keep it in Harris County also.
I think they do.
That alone, if I'm going to be an owner here and just, you know, be let's put my selfish interests, at play.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like not having to commute 40 minutes to work.
Well, and I mean, there's probably a lot of people that work for the team right now who chose where to live based on where NRG Stadium is.
Oh, that's a good point,
too. It's not just
them.
You know?
Yeah. You're signing up for all of a sudden an extra hour and a half of driving per day, and you got to sell your house if not. Yeah, that's a really good point.
Or your life gets a whole lot more miserable. A lot of these people have kids. They're not going to move because their job just moved out to Katy or up to the Woodlands or something.
And
yeah, changing schools is
the
tough.
The headquarters,
man.
Wherever the headquarters are, don't really matter if it's just the headquarters, but if they decide to build some kind of complex like the Star up in that the Cowboys have, then it gets interesting.
Yeah,
because then I don't think it's going to be like a human zoo the way they make it in Dallas.
Yeah.
I would expect that they're going to keep the player operations side pretty separate from the public at large.
Oh, you mean all the voyeurism that people get to watch the Cowboys
yeah,
do things.
Work yeah. out in the Cowboys' actual gym
yeah.
and all this other stuff to where players feel like they're on display
yeah.
all the time. But it might be some cool partnerships between the Texans and some of the retail stuff.
It's depending on whatever part of town it gets put in is going to have an economic impact if it's got all that retail and everything
yeah.
else. If people are going, if it's a destination for people for whatever reason, because the independent of the zoo-like aspect of the Cowboys facility, that's more of a Cowboys culture thing. I mean, it has an arena there that they have concerts. You know, it is a major campus, and that's, I think, every article we read, that's kind of what the vision is for this sort of thing. Breonna says this: I love sports, and I believe it brings our community together, and obviously it's a huge economic impact. I'm really energized by the new president, Mike Thoman, so I'm optimistic, and I really do hope that they choose our site, meaning Harris County, but we'll see. A new headquarters could bring with it an entertainment district with several retail options similar to the Cowboys and what they built in Frisco. They're talking in this article about keeping it on the same campus as where they are right now, at NRG Park, somehow doing it there. That is a part of town, no disrespect, that is a part of town that could use some economic impact from some retail stuff coming in there, I would say. You know, that.
Yeah, and so it could end up looking any number of different ways. I think the other part from a Texans fan perspective is, for me at least, I feel like if the Texans seem to be focused mostly on the headquarters at this point, that there might be a good chance that it ends up just being a renovation of NRG Stadium. And especially if they're thinking about keeping the headquarters at NRG
nearby
Park,
yeah.
obviously.
Yeah.
I don't think they would tear down and build up a brand new stadium right there in the same spot.
I am just skeptical that NRG Stadium is going to provide. One, I'm skeptical of being able to find a time on the calendar to do a renovation that turns that stadium into the world-class stadium that Mike Thoman and the McNairs talk about. You know, Mike Thoman has been part of some major stadium construction projects that are gold standard type stuff. SoFi Stadium, I believe the stadium in Vegas, some soccer stadiums around the world, things like that. I don't know that the calendar exists to be able to do it when you consider that, the rodeo being used for the rodeo in the spring, all the other things you use that stadium for. And then obviously from August through January, the Texans are using that stadium. But then the construct of the stadium itself, too, I just don't know how adaptable it is to what would be considered a world-class experience for fans.
I've been spoiled with a lifetime of incredible technological advancements every single decade, so I choose to believe that nothing is impossible, Sean.
Yeah.
And that they can figure it out. Or you go back old school and do what they did back in the day, if there was a World Fair or something like that, or Disney World, for instance, build a monorail. Then you convince everybody that, like, this
monorail.
Is the future.
They did
and
that
so
on
we
the
got
Simpsons.
A monorail around NRG Stadium now.
Yeah.
How's that sound, like? How's that sound, Mike Thoman?
I would just,
does that do it for you?
Yeah.
It's like, it's a monorail. I can go take a monorail to get from my car to my seat. Yes.
You and I could just do our show on the monorail one day, just riding around the whole time. Where are you guys going on remote? The monorail. We're just going to ride around on the monorail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Better be.
I still feel like I'm in the future when I ride the monorail at Disney World.
I do, too.
I love it.
I do, too. It's got that look. It's got that vibe, for sure. I still think this thing is going to, a new stadium
you
is going
to. You think it's going to be a new stadium?
I think that's going to show up on the radar here at some point. Yes,
yeah.
I do. I'm just, I'm extremely skeptical. You're more optimistic than I am. I'm extremely skeptical that that stadium can be built into something similar to what is considered world-class in 2025. And even if it can, I'm skeptical that we can find a way of doing it where you're not going to displace the rodeo and or the Texans and everything else that goes on there.
And that's where the interesting part comes in, because even if the Texans want to stay in Harris County, in a city that's so geographically big as Houston, there are 11 potential counties that might throw a really competitive tax break offer or what have you to the Texans.
Yes.
And it just might be too good to turn down.
Yeah.
That's where if they don't renovate, I feel like the chances are better that it's not in Harris County, because I don't think Harris County is in the same position to really sell a really aggressive offer or a really aggressive package. This is the way some of the fast growing counties can.
I'm low key, like really excited for this, for a new headquarters with all kinds of stuff around it. I mean, because we're training camp every day, you know, it'd be something new, somewhere new to go to do it. And it'd be, I'm guessing that will be, if you're building something, I am way more optimistic that they can build a world class headquarters, practice facility, and entertainment district, because you're doing it from scratch. You're not trying to, you know, you're not trying to take the skeleton of a building that's, if we're being honest, somewhat antiquated now. It's 25 years old, and trying to turn it into something. It's like you're doing plastic surgery on an octogenarian.
Yeah, and yet there are a lot of teams that do have their original stadium or stadiums from 20 years old, 20 years ago, where they renovate. Like, I don't feel this pressing need that they have a cutting edge stadium. I'm not there yet, I guess.
I don't know. I think along those lines, let's use Arrowhead Stadium as an example. And that might not be a good example. They're working on a new stadium in Kansas City right now. But that's forever been a stadium. Like, it's a great home field advantage. Place is packed. Hasn't affected ticket sales. Yeah, because they win a lot. You know, like this. Mm-hmm. That needs to get factored in. Not this headquarters is going to be what it is. If the Texans are paying for it, that'll get built, and it'll be amazing, and they'll build shops around it, and it'll be something new and shiny, and they'll be out of NRG Stadium, and it'll probably be better for everybody that works for the Texans to not have to go to the stadium every day for work. The stadium, they got to start winning if that's going to become a conversation. You know, if they're going to start dipping into people's pockets in Harris County or anywhere, if another county comes a call and saying, we'll build you a stadium, they've got to. And I know they've won 8 division championships in the last 15 years, and I know they're a good team now. They're not a Super Bowl team. They got to get to AFC title games. They got to get to Super Bowls if people are going to be amenable to that.
I wonder when you work out a plan like this and you're in the preliminary stages, you probably have to factor in, all right, listen, right now we've got a 3-year horizon. If we win a Super Bowl this year, we got to amp this up. We got to try to push
it as fast
as possible.
You got to be opportunistic. I have no problem with that.
So you almost have a plan that you wait till the right moment, and then, okay, I'll go now.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. No, the fact of the matter.
Hit their pocketbooks now.
This is the fact of the matter is this. The most important person to getting a new stadium built or getting any Harris County voter to vote for something that's dipping into their pockets to renovate NRG or to build a new stadium, the most important person is CJ Stroud. Like, that's the most important person to the emotional part, not to the fiscal part of it. Like, you know, the numbers are the numbers, and eventually it'll get built or whatever. But the emotional part of asking people to help pay for it is going to come down to winning at a high level. And the most important person, I'll make it 2 people, D'Amico Ryans and CJ Stroud. How's that? Those are the 2 most important people to getting whatever the vision is for this world-class stadium. Those are the 2 most important people to getting it done. Those 2 guys.
What do you want in your world-class stadium? I keep saying I want one of these pavilion-type setups like they have in L.A., but I just don't know you can't overcome the humidity with that. There's no amount of air movement and everything that's going to keep it feeling comfortable, even though you've got a pavilion.
Easier entry into the stadium.
Yeah, that's one nice and simple. People. Those big, wide corridors that people just flow right into the stadium.
Yeah, man, the whole thing of there being 1 gate and then a 2nd gate to get to a bottleneck for an escalator or have to walk up a jillion ramps. Yeah,
you want the seats packed in the first quarter. It's not for lack of want to. I mean, because we're out there every day, every game for the pregame, and people are we finish our show about 15 minutes before kickoff,
thereabouts,
and people the escalator lines are really, really long at that point.
That would be the big thing, and I think that. Yeah, you're right. I, I'm just thinking of the impatience of the normal human being, but you're absolutely right.
For the game day experience, that's a big part of it.
It's a big part of
it. Pain in the butt getting in.
But the home field advantage that you just mentioned, I think, is a really good point. Like, that's, I mean, the team harps on that all the time, and I have no problem with that. Get in your seats early, get in your seats early. There's a lot of people, and the fact of the matter is, I'm trying to get in my seat early. I'm trying to, you know? That would be my biggest thing.
But there's still the curmudgeon in me is still like, okay, I've been to when I went to that game up in Buffalo a few years ago, that is one of the oldest stadiums in the NFL. And those people streamed the hell in 15 minutes through multiple entrances and everything. And they're getting a new stadium, of course, too.
They are. Do you think we're going to have to go to Buffalo for a Super Bowl someday? Don't they give Super Bowls to every city that gets a new stadium?
When was the last cold weather one?
Minneapolis. Minneapolis.
No, no, it was the Giants one. I mean, without a roof.
Oh, I thought you meant like I was thinking.
Buffalo one doesn't have a roof.
Right. No, Giants. Yeah, MetLife. That would be 2014. Yeah,
it was the Seahawks.
Seahawks destruction of the Denver Broncos at MetLife Stadium. Yep. Yeah, that was the last one. I'm thinking purely cold weather that we have to endure walking into the convention center and whatnot.
I don't mind that as long as you can just be nice and cozy inside.
I hate it. I came back with a wicked sinus infection from Minnesota. That sucked. I hated that.
There's no way they'll do it. They can't do a Super Bowl in Buffalo. Because the chance of extreme weather in Buffalo that time of year.
Kind of fun, though, wouldn't it?
I don't know, man. Not if you got to. If you're going to government. No. I don't want, if CJ Stroud has to go against Jalen Hurts in the middle of a blizzard.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, as long as I have a passing quarterback, I don't want that bad weather.
I'm thinking purely just, I wasn't even putting the Texans in the conversation. I'm just thinking, I'm honestly looking at it as a TV show. I don't have to sit in the stands. Like a snow Super Bowl, as long as I'm sitting on my couch, a snow Super Bowl would be super compelling. We've never had it before.
For me, the championship games, I honestly prefer that they be indoors on artificial turf because then at least it takes some of the randomness out of it.
Yeah.
I feel like, okay, I want the better team to win. And with the problem with the outdoor games is that the Super Bowl, the NFL acts like they've got this incredibly impressive and technologically advanced method for growing the grass that will only be used in the Super Bowl. Yeah. And they'll put out documentaries about how much time and care they put into it, and then the surface sucks.
Yes.
And guys are slipping all over. It's beautiful for television, but guys are slipping around all over the place.
Yep.
No, give it to me indoors on turf.
I like it. A lot of Grim Reaper text. The Grim Reaper's weapon is designed to cut your lifeline from the physical, so it separates your lifeline spirit from the physical body. That's why it's a blade. Ooh, that is deep, man. That is deep right there. Payne and Pendergast with you.
Why couldn't it be some other form of blade or something? I know he's harvesting.
Yeah.
The Sith is more because he's harvesting.
He's reaping souls is what is what AI told us. Yeah.
I feel like he could still do that same thing with any other weapon. You know?
True.
Yeah,
step your game up.
Or is he like swiping at my soul with the scythe and not my body?
It's a good question.
He's just like swiping away the soul.
Cutting your lifeline.
I've got so many questions for him. I'm going to start carrying around either a piece of paper with questions for the Grim Reaper, or I don't know if he'll let me use my smartphone. I could keep it in my notes.
We should get him on the show. Ben, can you work on getting the Grim Reaper on the show?
He's a tough get, but I'll try.
You've been trying, I know. Yeah.
You've been trying real hard by the looks of you. Living a rough life there, man.
That's it.
Should've burning the candle at both ends.
Someone says Lance McCullers reminds me of one of those spinning plates on a stick. You're just waiting for it to fall off. Like, that's how it is watching him. Like, oh, the elbow's going to go any minute now. I feel like the first, I have not had that gut feeling about Lance these first three or four starts that he's had. Only because he's so wild right now. I'm not worried about the elbow.
He distracts you.
Yeah.
You don't worry about the injuries because you're just thinking about the actual baseball.
He's all over the place. That's exactly right. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Friday. Hope you're having a great day. Hope you got a nice long weekend planned. We still have a ton to get to on the show. Speaking of Jose Altuve, a lot of you thinking we disrespected him yesterday by leaving him out of the circle of trust. He got a version of the ultimate respect yesterday by one prominent baseball writer. We will tell you what that is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.